Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Ellerb. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Nunemaker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duster Mails. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Duster Mails. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin strikes out. One out. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Nunemaker and he is safe. Williams steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin bunts towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Shocker moves to second. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shocker moves to third. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wamsgans scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes bunts towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McInnes for the out. Speaker moves to third. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker scores. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Nunemaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nunemaker for the out. Two outs. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails is 0 for 1 in the game. Mails hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Nunemaker and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speaker scores. McInnes moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Shocker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 2 in the game. Severide takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Severide moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Nunemaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shocker strikes out. 1 out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Mails, and towards Gardner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellerbe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails is 0 for 2 in the game. Mails strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Speaker hits a line drive into right field. Tobin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tobin. Wamsgans scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.